What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Day Trading Podcast. If you haven't already done so, go ahead and hit the follow or subscribe button, depending on whatever platform you're listening on. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the bull flag pattern. Now, I'm going to emphasize that this is not a strategy. This is simply a chart pattern that is widely used by many day traders in the stock market. And what I mean is that a strategy consists of many different types of components, and one of those components can be a pattern or a chart pattern, which in this case is the bull flag pattern. So you can't use this bull flag pattern as a strategy, but you can incorporate this into your strategy. All right, so the bull flag pattern first consists of at least two strong green candles that are going straight up. Two or more, sometimes it's about three or four, however many, but generally two to four strong green candles. Now that's going to be the flagpole of the pattern. That's the flagpole. It's going to be the long green candles. And then generally you have a few candles of pullback, and then you have the breakout where it continues back higher with a strong green candle. So after the first two to four green candles, you're going to have a period of rest. This is when people are going to take their profits. So there's going to be light selling, and some short sellers may start shorting at this point. And generally, for this pattern to work out well, you want to see high volume on the green candles and then lower volume on the red candles. So we don't want to see huge selling pressure. We want to see a little selling pressure due to profit taking and maybe some a little bit of short sellers here and there. And then what we look for is, I'd say, two to three candles of pullback. And then you look for the first 1 minute candle to make a new high. And that's going to be the apex point. That's going to be the breakout spot. This is where traders who missed the last leg, the initial breakout, are going to be waiting for the next leg up. They know this pattern. They know it usually resolves with another leg up. So this is where traders are generally waiting for this first 1 minute candle to make a new high, which is the apex point, also known as the breakout point. And this is where traders will jump back in and the stock will squeeze back up. Now, it's going to squeeze back up due to two things. You're going to have traders who missed the initial move, so they're buying in, creating the buying pressure, and then you're going to have short sellers that are getting squeezed out, so they're going to be covering their positions. Now, this is a very safe chart pattern to use as a beginner, especially. I'd highly recommend it for some beginners. All right, so when you're looking for the first 1 minute candle to make a new high, you're also going to be watching the level two and the time and sales. So on the level two, you're going to be looking for a big bid or a big ask. And by that, I mean, you want to make sure that there aren't big sellers that are stacking up at that apex point, because that can create a ceiling for the price action and it could flush back down. So you want to make sure that there aren't big sellers up there, or you can also look and see if there's a big bid, which could be acting as support and holding the stock up. And however, if there is a seller at the apex point or around that area, you want to see them get taken out. If you start seeing them get taken out, that's your cue to get in. And by that, I mean, let's say you have a 10,000 share seller sitting on the ask. If you start to see that number go down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, they are getting bought up. There are buyers that are buying out that seller. So we know that there are buyers present, and there's the buying pressure. You're going to see it go through the time and sales. You're going to see the green prints going through. That means the shares are going through on the ask, which is a good thing. And you jump in and it squeezes up. Now this pattern can be incorporated into your strategy in several ways, but as a beginner, I think this is one of the first patterns you should be starting out with. It's generally one of the simpler patterns, and it's one of the low risk patterns as well. I think it's very excellent to start off with as a beginner trader. And yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode and have a great day.